St. Paul writes that the crucifixion of our Lord is a stumbling block to the Jews, foolishness to the Gentiles. For the Jews, they just couldn't stand it that Jesus would, you know, that the Messiah would be suffering as prophesied by Isaiah and by David in the Psalms. And they definitely didn't want to have anything to do with Jesus, who was calling them out for their sins. And then there are the Gentiles who just kind of thought, well, whatever. Like, they thought it all seemed like foolishness to them. Like, we've got our own philosophy. We've got our own ideas. Like, cool, Jesus, let's hear you out. All right, that's nice. At one point, they tell him in the Gospels, well, maybe we'll hear you on this subject another time. But there's sort of this dismissiveness about Jesus because they thought they already had it figured out. These two kind of reactions that St. Paul talks about. For some, they react to our Lord on the cross with just repulsion because they see a conviction of their sins, and especially in what Jesus preaches. They don't like having their consciences pricked by that. But then on the other side, there are some people who just totally dismiss our Lord on the cross, like, well, those crazy Catholics and Christians, yeah, it's just kind of their thing. You know, you do you, man. And these reactions still exist today, and maybe you've even gone through these yourselves. But for the church and for us who've come here at 3 p.m. on a Friday, there's something else. You know, we don't experience that repulsion because we see in the cross the mercy of God as well as the reality of sin. But we also don't experience this dismissiveness because we see the reality of sin and how serious this really is. Or in the crucifix, another one of those reasons why we keep it front and center before us as Catholics is because we see this beautiful union of God's justice and His mercy. Some of us need that justice to just stir us up, to get us more excited, to convict us of our sins. Like, this is real. We need to take it seriously. But then others of us need to be reminded of God's mercy, that, you know, He came in and died for us, not because He wanted to judge and condemn us, but precisely because we were in danger of that judgment and condemnation, and He wanted to free us from it. And this is such a gift that we have. You should be thankful. You know, even if you're here because your parents made you come here today, thankful that you're given the opportunity from God, from your family, to meditate on the beauty of the crucifix today, on this, the celebration of our Lord's Passion. And the next thing we'll do is pray for the world. You see, lots of chanting today, which is why Father Brian wanted me to do it. He's like, you're going to have to do all this chanting. And we're going to pray for the world because this is what happened today. We celebrate like the very hour in which God died in the person of Jesus to save our world. So we're going to pray for the world in a much more solemn way because this is the day when we celebrate the fount from which God's mercy comes. So we're going to call on that mercy for the world. Then we're going to actually venerate the cross, and I really want you to think about what you're doing. Don't just go through the motion. The cross will be here. You'll be invited to kiss the cross. Don't just do that because everyone else is doing it. Do it because you see there in that crucifix everything you need. Like, it's from Christ's side where we symbolically saw the flow of the sacrament of baptism and the Eucharist, the water being the baptism, His blood being the Eucharist, which nourishes us here on earth. And then whether you're a little lukewarm and need to be reminded of the reality of sin, you see it in the crucifix, that God died. He had to die for us because of sin. And so we should take it seriously. But at the same time, if you're maybe a little too hard on yourself, or you're a little too weighed down by your sin, you see in the crucifix God's mercy, that He came down and suffered and died for us because He wanted us to be free from those sins. So come up and have that in mind. Like, what do I need from You right now, Lord? Even ask Him for that grace in the very moment when you venerate the crucifix. Lord, stir up my zeal for overcoming sin because I can see in Your, you know, bloodied body that You had to suffer and die for me. Help me never to be lukewarm, to overlook even those smaller sins, but to commit to striving for holiness, going to confession when I need to, and calling on your grace. And then, again, if you struggle with despair, see in our Lord's eyes the love that he had for us when he died. It was nothing else motivating him. He didn't have to do it. He wanted to because he loves us. And so see in there, in the crucifix, the mercy that God offers for us. And when you venerate the cross, make that prayer. Ask for the grace that you need most right now as we continue our journey through Holy Week, calling upon God's mercy and love, and remembering today especially the seriousness of sin, but also the greatness of God's mercy.